March 12th, from the book of Joshua. Now when all the kings west of the Jordan heard about these things, those in the hill country, in the western foothills, and along the entire coast of the great sea, as far as Lebanon, the kings of the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, they came together to make war against Yeshua and Israel. However, when the people of Gibeon heard what Yeshua had done to Jericho at Ai, they resorted to a ruse. They went as a delegation whose donkeys were loaded with worn-out sacks and old wineskins, cracked and mended. The men put worn and patched sandals on their feet and wore old clothes. All the bread of the food supply was dry and moldy. Then they went to Yeshua in the camp at Gilgal and said to him and the men of Israel, "We have come from a distant country. Make a treaty with us." The men of Israel said to the Hivites, "But perhaps you live near us. How then can we make a treaty with you?" "We are your servants," they said to Yeshua. But Yeshua asked, "Who are you, and where do you come from?" They answered, "Your servants have come from a very distant country because of the fame of Yahuwah your God, for we have heard reports of him, all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, Sihon king of Heshbon and Og king of Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth. And our elders and all those living in our country said to us, 'Take provisions for your journey. Go and meet them and say to them, we are your servants. Make a treaty with us. This bread of ours was warm when we packed it at home on the day we left to come to you. But now see how dry and moldy it is. And these wineskins that we filled were new, but see how cracked they are. And our clothes and sandals are worn out by the very long journey.' The men of Israel sampled their provisions, but did not inquire of Yahuwah. Then Yeshua made a treaty of peace with them to let them live, and the leaders of the assembly ratified it by oath. 3 days after they made the treaty with the Gibeonites, the Israelites heard that they were neighbors living near them. So the Israelites set out, and on the third day came to their cities, Gibeon, Kephirah, Beeroth, and Kiriath Jearim. But the Israelites did not attack them, because their leaders of the assembly had sworn an oath to them by Yahuwah, the God of Israel. The whole assembly grumbled against the leaders, but all the leaders answered, "We have given them our oath by Yahuwah, the God of Israel, and we cannot touch them now. This is what we will do to them. We will let them live so that wrath will not fall on us for breaking the oath we swore to them." They continued, "Let them live, but let them be woodcutters and water carriers for the entire community." So the leaders' promise to them was kept. Then Yeshua summoned the Gibeonites and said, "Why did you deceive us by saying, 'We live a long way from you,' while actually you live near us? You are now under a curse. You will never cease to serve as woodcutters and water carriers for the house of my God." They answered Yeshua, "Your servants were clearly told how Yahuwah your God had commanded his servant Moses to give you the whole land and to wipe out all its inhabitants from before you. So we feared for our lives because of you. And that is why we did this. We are now in your hands. Do to us whatever seems good and right to you." So Yeshua saved them from the Israelites, and they did not kill them. That day he made the Gibeonites woodcutters and water carriers for the community and for the altar of Yahuwah at the place Yahuwah would choose. And that is what they are to this day. Now Adonai Zedek, king of Jerusalem, heard that Yeshua had taken Ai and totally destroyed it, doing to Ai and its kings what he had done to Jericho and its king, and that the people of Gibeon had made a treaty of peace with Israel and were living near them. He and his people were very much alarmed at this, because Gibeon was an important city, like one of the royal cities. It was larger than Ai, and all its men were good fighters. So Adonai Zedek, king of Jerusalem, appealed to Hoham, king of Hebron, Piram, king of Jarmuth, Japhia, king of Lachish, and Debir, king of Eglon. "Come up and help me attack Gibeon," he said, "because it has made peace with Yeshua and the Israelites." Then the five kings of the Amorites, the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, and Eglon, joined forces. They moved up with all their troops and took positions against Gibeon and attacked it. The Gibeonites then sent word to Yeshua in the camp at Gilgal, "Do not abandon your servants. Come up to us quickly and save us. Help us, because all the Amorite kings from the hill country have joined forces against us." So Yeshua marched up from Gilgal with his entire army, including all the best fighting men. Yahuwah said to Yeshua, Do not be afraid of them. I have given them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you." After an all-night march from Gilgal, Yeshua took them by surprise. Yahuwah threw them into confusion before Israel, who defeated them in a great victory at Gibeon. Israel pursued them along the road, going up to Beth Horon, and cut them down all the way to Azekah and Makkedah. As they fled before Israel on the road down from Beth Horon and Azekah, Yahuwah hurled large hailstones down on them from the sky, and more of them died from the hailstones than were killed by the swords of the Israelites. On the day Yahuwah gave the Amorites over to Israel, Yeshua said to Yahuwah in the presence of Israel, "O sun, stand still over Gibeon, O moon over the valley of Ajalon." So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the nation avenged itself on its enemies. As it is written in the book of Jashar, "The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There has never been a day like it before or since, a day when Yahuwah listened to a man. Surely Yahuwah was fighting for Israel." Then Yeshua returned with all Israel to the camp at Gilgal. Now the five kings had fled and hidden in a cave at Makkedah. When Yeshua was told that the five kings had been found hiding in the cave at Makkedah, he said, "Roll large rocks up to the mouth of the cave and post some men there to guard it. But don't stop. Pursue your enemies, attack them from the rear, and don't let them reach their cities, for Yahuwah your God has given them into your hand." So Yeshua and the Israelites destroyed them completely, almost to a man. But the few who were left reached their fortified cities. The whole army then returned safely to Yeshua in the camp at Makkedah, and no one uttered a word against the Israelites. Yeshua said, "Open the mouth of the cave and bring those five kings out to me." So they brought the five kings out of the cave, the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, and Eglon. When they had brought these kings to Yeshua, he summoned all the men of Israel and said to the army commanders who had come with him, "Come here and put your feet on the necks of these kings." So they came forward and placed their feet on their necks. Yeshua said to them, "Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, be strong and courageous. This is what Yahuwah will do to all the enemies you are going to fight." Then Yeshua struck and killed the kings and hung them on five trees, and they were left hanging on the trees until evening. At sunset, Yeshua gave the order, and they took them down from the trees and threw them into the cave where they had been hiding. At the mouth of the cave, they placed large rocks, which are there to this day. That day, Yeshua took Makkedah. He put the city and its king to the sword and totally destroyed everyone in it. He left no survivors, and he did to the king of Makkedah as he had done to the king of Jericho. Then Yeshua and all Israel with him moved on from Makkedah to Libna and attacked it. Yeshua also gave the city and its king into Israel's hand. The city and everyone in it Yeshua put to the sword. He left no survivors there, and he did it to its king as he had done to the king of Jericho. Then Yeshua and all Israel with him moved on from Libna to Lachish. He took up positions against it and attacked it. Yahuwah handed Lachish over to Israel, and Yeshua took it on the second day. The city and everyone in it he put to the sword, just as he had done it to Libna. Meanwhile, Horam, king of Gezer, had come up to help Lachish, but Yeshua defeated him and his army until no survivors were left. Then Yeshua and all Israel with him moved on from Lachish to Eglon. They took up positions against it and attacked it. They captured it that day and put it to the sword and totally destroyed everyone in it, just as they had done to Lachish. Then Yeshua and all Israel with him went up from Eglon to Hebron and attacked it. They took the city and put it to the sword, together with its king, its villages, and everyone in it. They left no survivors, just as at Eglon they totally destroyed it and everyone in it. Then Yeshua and all the Israel with him turned around and attacked Debir. They took the city, its king, and its villages, and put them to the sword. Everyone in it they totally destroyed. They left no survivors. They did to Debir and its king as they had done to Libna and its king and to Hebron. So Yeshua subdued the whole region, including the hill country, the Negev, the western foothills, and the mountain slopes, together with all their kings. He left no survivors. He totally destroyed all who breathed. Just as Yahuwah, the God of Israel, had commanded Yeshua, he subdued them from Kadesh Barnea to Gaza, and from the whole region to Goshen to Gibeon. All these kings and their lands Yeshua conquered in one campaign, because Yahuwah, the God of Israel, fought for Israel. Then Yeshua returned with all Israel to the camp at Gilgal. When Jabin, king of Hazor, heard of this, He sent word to Jobab, king of Medan, to the kings of Shimron and Akshaph, and to the northern kings who were in the mountains in the Arabah south of Kinnereth, in the western foothills and in Naphath Dor, on the west, to the Canaanites in the east and west, to the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, and Jebusites in the hill country, and to the Hivites below. Hermon was in the region of Mizpah. They came out with all their troops and a large number of horses and chariots, a huge army, as numerous as the sand on the seashore. All these kings joined forces and made camp together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. Yahuwah said to Yeshua, "Do not be afraid of them, because by this time tomorrow I will hand all of them over to Israel slain. You are to hamstring the horses and burn their chariots." So Yeshua and his whole army came against them suddenly at the waters of Merom and attacked them, and Yahuwah gave them into the hand of Israel. They defeated them and pursued them all the way to Greater Sidon, to Misrephoth Maim, and the valley of Mizpah, on the east, until no survivors were left. Yeshua did to them as Yahuwah had directed. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots. At that time, Yeshua turned back and captured Hazor and put its king to the sword. Hazor had been the head of all these kingdoms. Everyone in it they put to the sword. They totally destroyed them, not sparing anything that breathed, and he burned up Hazor itself. Yeshua took all these royal cities and their kings and put them to the sword. He totally destroyed them, as Moses, the servant of Yahuwah, had commanded. Yet Israel did not burn any of the cities built on their mounds except Hazor, which Yeshua burned. The Israelites carried off for themselves all the plunder and livestock out of these cities, but all the people they put to the sword until they completely destroyed them, not sparing anyone that breathed. As Yahuwah commanded his servant Moses, so Moses commanded Yeshua, and Yeshua did it. He left nothing undone of all that Yahuwah commanded Moses. So Yeshua took the entire land, the hill country, all the Negev, the whole region of Goshen, the western foothills, the Arabah, and the mountains of Israel with their foothills, from Mount Halak, which rises toward Seir, to Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon below Mount Hermon. He captured all their kings and struck them down, putting them to death. Yeshua waged war against all the kings for a long time. Except for the Hivites living in Gibeon, not one city made a treaty of peace with the Israelites, who took them all in battle. For it was Yahuwah himself who hardened their hearts to wage war against Israel, so that he might destroy them totally, exterminating them without mercy, as Yahuwah had commanded Moses. At that time, Yeshua went and destroyed the Anakites from the hill country, from Hebron, Debir, and Anab, from all the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Yeshua totally destroyed them and their towns. No Anakites were left in Israelite territory. Only in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod did any survive. So Yeshua took the entire land, just as Yahuwah had directed Moses, and he gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their tribal divisions. Then the land had rest from war. These are the kings of the land whom the Israelites had defeated and whose territory they took over east of the Jordan, from the Arnon Gorge to Mount Hermon, including all the eastern side of the Arabah. Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon. He ruled from Aroer and the Rim and Arnon Gorge, from the middle of the gorge to the Jabbok River, which is the border of the Ammonites. This included half of Gilead. He also ruled over the eastern Arabah from the Sea of Kinnereth to the Sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, to Beth Jeshimoth, and then southward below the slopes of Pisgah. And the territory of Og, king of Bashan, one of the last of the Rephaites, who reigned in Ashtaroth and Edrei. He ruled over Mount Hermon, Salakah, all of Bashan to the border of the people of Geshur and Maacah, the half of Gilead to the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. Moses, the servant of Yahuwah, and the Israelites conquered them. And Moses, the servant of Yahuwah, gave their land to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh to be their possession. These are the kings of the land that Yeshua and the Israelites conquered on the west side of the Jordan, from Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon to Mount Halak, which rises towards Seir. Their lands Yeshua gave as an inheritance to the tribes of Israel, according to their tribal divisions, the hill country, the western foothills, the Arabah, the mountain slopes, the desert, and the Negev, the lands of the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. The king of Jericho, 1. The king of Ai, near Bethel, 1. The king of Jerusalem, 1. The king of Hebron, 1. The king of Jarmuth, 1. The king of Lachish, 1. The king of Eglon, 1. The king of Gezer, 1. The king of Debir, 1. The king of Geder, 1. The king of Hormah, 1. The king of Arad, 1. The king of Libna, 1. The king of Adullam, 1. The king of Makeda, 1. The king of Bethel, 1. The king of Tapua, 1. The king of Hefer, 1. The king of Aphek, 1. The king of Lasharan, 1. The king of Madan, 1. The king of Hazor, 1. The king of Shimron, Meron, 1. King of Ashaf, 1. The king of Tanakh, 1. The king of Megiddo, 1. The king of Kadesh, 1. The king of Jokneam in Carmel, 1. The king of Dor in Nephoth Dor, 1. The king of Goim in Gilgal, 1. The king of Tirzah, 1. 31 kings in all.